tumbling down.
Ah. Howdy, this is Bob Nolan and all the sons of the pioneers. You know, when Carl Farr gets his fingers limbered up and that electric guitar plugged in, the kilowatts hop on their kilocycles and really go to town. Well, here he is now with one of his own compositions, King Carl Blues. Doggies, I just don't see how you do it.
Simple matter, Bob. All it takes is 8 fingers and 2 thumbs.
Yeah, you should have known my little brother Carl when he was growing up back in Texas.
Huh?
You know, we thought he was going to turn out to be a centipede.
Uh-oh. A centipede? How come, Foggy?
Well, you know, Mama used to say he grew another foot every 2 years.
You ought to get another foot, Brother Foghorn, right in the seat of your pants.
Well, I sure didn't mean to go that far, Carl. Just getting in another plug for dear old Texas, that's all.
Well, to keep peace in the Farr family, I reckon we better take up where Foggy left off. Here's a song to the Lone Star State, the pioneer's version of an old-time minstrel favorite, The Yellow Rose of Texas.
There's a yellow rose in Texas I'm going there to see. No other fella knows her, nobody, only me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if we ever meet again, we never more shall part.
She's the sweetest rose of color the Southland ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your dearest mates and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee. Talk about your dearest mates and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas beats the bells of Tennessee.
Now, this message from our sponsor. Thank you. Miss Lloyd Perryman to sing a ballad about the great plains that roll for miles and miles out west. It's called The Song of the Prairie.
I've heard the song of a prairie dove. I've heard a coyote wail. I've heard the beat of his tired feet as he stole down a moonlit trail into the night, calling his mate, calling but all in vain, till the wind that sighs and the prairie skies were filled with a sad refrain. Prairie garden of purple hue, covered by heaven's blue, making my worries few, I'm glad to be here with you, singing a song. Moon, just like a maiden fair, stardust is scattered there over your golden hair, its beauty beyond compare, singing a song.
Living thing beneath the sky begins to sing, till your very soul will ring with the longing that they bring in their sighing, crying song. Wind, breath of an angel's sigh, sending your lonesome cry down from a midnight sky. Heaven is right close by, singing a song.
Nice going, Lloyd.
Smooth
as the prairie itself.
Carry me back to those good old Texas prairie.
Boy, now, just what gave you the idea Lloyd was singing about a Texas prairie, Foghorn?
Now, don't just go getting horsey with me, Pat Brady. When I'm in one of my Texas moods, I ain't taking nothing off of nobody.
No. Get off of that cuckoo-bird, Foggy. Pat's just getting in character for his next number. It's called A Horse's Love Song, and he plays the part of a horse.
Which part? Well,
what a pitch on him, boys, and I gotta render my ditty.
Whoa, there once was a horse named Charlie, and he went to the county fair, where he met a horse named Winnie, a very devil mare. As soon as he had spotted her, why, he trotted to her side and said, "Pray tell me, Winnie dear, if you will be my bride." "Whoa, I'll be switched, let's get hitched, and then we'll be a team. And we'll live in clover beside the grassy stream, and in your bridle harness to the halter we will go, down the bridle path together with a hey, Winnie, Winnie, and an nay, nay, whoa. Please don't think I'm a buggy horse with just some buggy scheme. I'll give my all if you don't stall, and then we'll be a team. Whoa, I'll be switched, let's get hitched, and then we'll be a team. Sometime love's a nightmare, with the nightmare till the dream. We'll make hay while the sun shines down beside a whiffle tree. And if you'll be my filly, then I'll never kick if you should nag at me. We've got two bits between us two, and two bits ought to do. I'm just a chestnut horsey, and I'm chestnut over you.
Our Song of the West is coming up next, folks. But first, this message from our sponsor. You can get mighty lonesome in a big city where there's millions of people, and you can get mighty lonesome in a small town if the home folks don't happen to have a hankering for strangers. But to hear a cowpuncher tell it, until you've spent a while riding the range, herding cattle, you just don't know what lonesome is.
When the hoot owl toots his toot to the wail of a nipwick hen, and the ching-pong chirps in the chilly night, it's mighty lonesome then. And it's lonesome when the wintry wind howls through the jackpine boughs. But you don't know what lonesome is till you get to herding cows. Do me armas, do me armas, stay all alone. Now the ordinary fella gets off on a Saturday night. He gets a chance to see his pals, that ain't no more than right. But when a rope and saddle is your life, there's no time to carouse. But you don't know what lonesome is till you get to herding cows. Do me honest, do me honest, stay by myself. Oh, the keeper of the lighthouse, the sailor man at sea, the lookout on the mountaintop ain't got a thing on me. 'Cause I got all the lonesomeness the common law allows. But you don't know what lonesome is till you get to herding cows. Do me honest, do me honest, say cowboy blues.
Now you may often wonder why a cowpoke seems so sad. He's thinking of the many things in life he's never had. No gal, no pal for company, just the cattle as they browse.
But you don't know what lonesome is till you get to herding cows. Do me honest, do me honest, say doggone cows.
This is Bob Nolan signing off for All the Sons of the Pioneers.
Bye now.
Hasta la vista.
We'll be seeing you.
See you later, folks.
Adios, amigos.
Be with us again, won't you? So long now.
Thank you.